Tom Cotton, Democrats will be held accountable for school lockdowns. By Jeff Poor on July 13, 2022. Tuesday, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, argued voters would hold Democrats to account for the school lockdown policies of COVID throughout 2020 during an appearance on FNC's The Ingram Angle. Cotton laid out the unintended consequences of the lockdown, which he said would impact this year's election cycle. I think the only thing they've changed their tune on is now they seem to pretend that they believed all along school closures were bad, and that school closures have had negative impacts on kids, Cotton said. But as you laid out in your monologue very well, you and I and others in the spring of 2020 were saying we had to get our schools open again. And that's exactly what we did in states like Arkansas in the fall of 2020. We had kids in classes 5 days a week, a lot of other states did as well. But all those Democratic-run states and school districts kept their schools closed and did a great job of cataloging all of the misery and pain that we've inflicted on our children. They have fallen behind academically, emotionally, and socially. Many of them are stunted in their development, he continued. And all that idle time has led to a surge in juvenile delinquency and crime. But as you say, what has the Biden administration done besides school closures? They just doubled down in all these policies when parents, when the one silver lining of these closures saw what their kids were being indoctrinated with and begin to stand up at school boards or run for school boards. Merrick Garland sicked the feds on them. Joe Biden is waging war on charter schools. They're using Title IX to try to ruin women's sports and force kids to learn more about what pronouns to use rather than how to get a subject and a verb to agree with each other. And as you say, parents are fed up with this across the country, Cotton added. And parents are going to reject the Democrats this fall because they have not forgotten what these Democrats have done to our children for the last 2 years. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.